And welcome to the Sincerely Sins podcast. I am your host, Cindy Saw, and this is the 31 Days of Proverbs edition. I hope that you're doing well. I just want an announcement, a reminder, the Sincerely Sins podcast is on Instagram. It does have an Instagram account at sincerely_sins_podcast. Please follow. That's where I post my highlighted scriptures and a summary of the day's message. So please give the account a quick follow. That would be appreciated. Thanks. So today's word comes from chapter 14 of the book of Proverbs, verse 23. And it reads, "In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty." In all labor there is profit, meaning wherever you exert yourself, there will be a reward, right? And guess what? God wants us to enjoy the profits of our labor. It says in Ecclesiastes 3, chapter 3, verse 12 to 13, it says, "I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God for you to enjoy your labor, because I believe that wherever God guides you to labor, that's where God resides, you know. And of course, where God resides, there is favor and there are blessings. So, of course, God would want you to enjoy and reap the rewards of your labor and to enjoy those profits. It is your gift from God. And we labor in love and in our faith, you know, when it comes to life. And in both these respective acts, doing those things, there are rewards involved, right? Acting in love and in faith, there is a reward for that. In 1 John 4, verse 12 to 16, the word tells us that when we love one another, God abides in us. God is love, you know? And how would you not want God to abide in you? You know, when you labor in love, then you know that God is in the midst of that labor and you'll be rewarded with God's presence. And how beautiful is that? In Galatians 3, the word tells us that we should constantly work on our faith and stay rooted and strong in our faith, because with faith comes blessings. So with every labor of our faith, we can expect blessings as you work with faith in your mind. You know, that's you will see the blessings of God. And going back to Proverbs 14, verse 23, it says, "But idle chatter leads only to poverty." The word warns us that we should act on our words, right? As you say, you should do. You should support whatever you're saying with your actions, you know? People see how you love based on the words and your acts of service. God sees your faith based on the words that come out of your mouth, the words that you prophesy about your life and how you move. You know, you say that I'm going to be this, but you don't act or move in that way, that it shows that you have little faith, right? And each and every one of us has some kind of labor to fulfill here on earth, right? Each and every one of us has come here on earth to labor in one way or another, you know, and that's called purpose. You know, the manifestation of God's grace, what comes so easily and effortlessly to you, right, is wherever you've been placed to labor. And when God reveals to us where we should labor, then we should move in that direction, right? That's what we should be focused on. And God will always show us, always communicate. And if you're not sure, keep praying about it and God will reveal and direct you in those steps. And tell God, listen, please remove every obstacle, everything that is not directed on the path where I should labor, and watch God move. You know, sometimes you just need to say it to show God that you're actually serious about whatever it is that you're asking. So ask God, show me where you want me to labor. Lead me in that path and introduce me to people who will, like, direct me in that good path, you know? Ask for it and you will receive, you know? It's time that we stop with the I will, and we should lean more on the I am, right? Because that is where your riches are, you know? Heaven and earth are relying on you doing more than talking. I hope that today, going forward, we will combine our words together with action and we will move, start to move. Because that's what God wants of us. God wants us to labor and we will reap the rewards of that labor. May God bless you and keep you, and may you see God's glory in all that you do. See you tomorrow.